Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and Gerald Salanti is with us. He is a trends forecaster, the number one trend forecaster with an unparalleled 30-plus year track record and accuracy. And we're so excited to have you with us today on the Frankie Boyer Show. So the market meltdown is coming. What is going to happen with this debt? Because it's the highest it's been in 75 years. And I wanted your take on the vaccine before we get to the debt.
Well, they're going to try to force it on everybody. You don't want to. You don't want to get it. It's okay. Oh, by the way, you can't get your passport. Oh, you don't want to get the vaccine?
That's right.
Well, you can't get your driver's
license. No, you can't get on the plane. You can't get on the plane. You can't go into a hospital. Yeah, now I know.
Exactly. So that's what they're going to do, as I see it. And again, you know, I'm not going to get vaccinated. There's no way in the world. You know, if you remember the going back long enough to remember when they had us hiding under desks, you know, I'm born. I'm the first of the baby boomers born, 1946. And, you know, I do like 40, 50 kids in my class, you know. You didn't know anybody that had autism, you know, and through all of my years. You know, you knew somebody who had a brother had Down syndrome or something. I mean, it wasn't like this. I have a cousin, two of her daughters have two children with severe autism, you know, and now the kids are in their early 20s. And it's totally, so, oh, no, vaccinations are fine. Great. If that's your trip, that's okay. But this is very important, Frankie. Before the COVID war broke out, and I call it the COVID war because that's what all the media called it, and that's what the politicians called it, because they get the people very easy to go off to war. And again, one of our Trends Journal covers was Dumb Enough to Believe Bush's Wars, and Anthony Frieda doing a George W. Bush to look like Alfred E. Newman, Dumb Enough to Believe the COVID Wars. So people march off to war very, very easily. So now what they've done is they've ingrained in everybody's head that if you don't get this vaccination, you're going to die from the
Well, it's just not true, of course. Let me just tell you something. We have a state right now in Massachusetts where the governor has mandated every single child from 6 months to 22 years of age cannot go to school unless they have the flu vaccine this year. Mandated.
We wrote about that in the Trends Journal when it happened. And when you keep going on with it, it's going to get much worse. So again, we were talking in the beginning, you know, the first book I worked on was Natural Healing. You never hear in any of the media, hey, look, get in good shape and this won't happen to you. You have a much lower odds of getting sick from the coronavirus.
That's right. You don't hear that. You're absolutely right. You do not hear that. No.
And then you look
at
what happened.
You know why, though? You know why, Gerald? Is because the products that are on television that support the networks in the country right now are the fast foods. It's a major part. And you know and I know that when you eat those foods, the deleterious effects to your health are costly and deadly. Because look who is dying. The morbidly obese, the black and brown individuals, morbidly obese with diabetes and heart disease and underlying existence conditions in areas where natural foods and supermarkets are not even in the neighborhoods. Not even in the neighborhoods.
And then there's the other advertisers on TV that, well, by the way, were not legal until Clinton brought them in 1997. All those wonderful drug ads. Oh, you got a problem?
Oh, yeah. Do you know that New Zealand is the only other country that allows those advertisements. No one else in the world. America and New Zealand.
And look what they just did in New Zealand. They hadn't had a COVID death since May, and they locked down Auckland again a few weeks ago. They're just opening up again. And again, when you look at the numbers, you mentioned who's dying. The CDC report came out a few weeks ago on August 26th, and only 6% of the total COVID death, 19-related deaths in the U.S. had COVID-19 listed as the sole cause. The other ones had 2.6 other pre-existing chronic conditions. So now they're getting forcing us to get vaccinated, and most of the people will.
Well, it's going to be an interesting few months. How are we going to do with this debt, though? Let's go back to the market and the debt.
All right, here's what's going to go on. The dollar is only strong because the other currencies are so weak. And the euro, for example, is going up, down, the dollar's going, it goes back. They're all deep in debt. They're going to come out with a new currency is what we're saying. And as we had forecast the gold bull run, June 2019, June 6th, when gold was $1,332 an ounce. It's now around, you know, 1965. In June, this past June, we said silver was going to spike faster than gold. Silver was $1,750, now it's about $2,750 an ounce. People are going to keep rushing in more and more to the precious metals. All of this digital money printed on nothing and backed by nothing is worth nothing. They're going to come out with a new currency, is our belief, and they're going to do it in many different countries because the stuff isn't worth anything. And all the nations, by the way, many of the nations, I should say, are dumping in money to artificially prop up their economies. We are going into the greatest depression. This is going to be worse than anybody's ever imagined. Look at the numbers coming out from Yelp. What are they saying? 60% of the restaurants that are closed down are not going to open up again?
Yes.
Take a look at New York. There were four rent signs on Fifth Avenue, Madison Avenue, Park Avenue, down the West Village before this happened. And now they're all over the place. The world was going into recession before this. Again, we write about it every week. You go back to 2019. Gross domestic product in India, which was one of the fastest growing countries, had seven consecutive quarters of declining growth. And Germany, the top, you know, of Europe, it was going toward recession. Mexico was in recession. Japan was in recession. 2019, before this happened, and now they locked down.
Oh my gosh, you have to come back. We're out of time. Gerald, give us the best website, please.
TrendsJournal.com for history before it happens.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We will definitely have you back. That was great. And we will be back next time. Boy, what a fabulous hour today. This is Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.